Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has issued a stern warning to public service workers, urging those interested in politics to resign from their positions or strictly comply with the Public Service Disciplinary Code of Conduct. Speaking during the first senior public service management meeting of the year, Mr. Kangwa has underscored the need for accountability and professionalism in the execution of public duties. He has emphasized that civil servants must uphold integrity and remain non-partisan. Mr. Kangwa said if anyone wishes to engage in politics, they are free to leave the service, adding that public funds and resources must not be used for political campaigns. He has further stressed that public workers are expected to remain focused on implementing presidential directives and must steer clear of any political involvement.
Let us remain focused and uphold an attitude of stewardship, ensuring we fulfill our mandate aligned with the government's vision for our nation. For those of us who would like to join politics, we are welcome. That means the public service. Hello. We are free to submit your resignation letters, stay in the service and start your campaign using government resources, using government time. That I will not allow. That's undue advantage. Use your own resources. Move out, go out, and go on campaign. Their report is very clear on point. Our contribution to the United Nations Development Party is very clear. It is through our progressive delivery of service.
Media Institute for Southern Africa, MISA Zambia Programs Manager Jane Chirwa has refuted claims suggesting that the Zambian media operates without regulation. Speaking when she featured on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seats program, Ms. Chirwa has emphasized that the media industry in Zambia is already guided by a comprehensive code of ethics. She says this framework promotes truthfulness, accuracy, verification of information, and professional conduct. Ms. Chirwa has further explained that media regulation exists through various mechanisms, which include statutory bodies such as the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, which oversees media operations, as well as internal and in-house regulatory frameworks adopted by individual media houses. And Media Self-Regulation Council of Zambia Chairperson Kennedy Mambwe believes that journalists do not require legislation to uphold ethical standards as they are fully aware of industry expectations and capable of regulating themselves effectively. Meanwhile, journalist Joseph Mwenda has called for the proposed Zambia Institute of Journalism draft bill to be scrapped off, arguing that it does not serve the best interests of journalists in the country. Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has reaffirmed his call for unity among opposition political parties and civil society in what he describes as a critical moment for Zambia's future. In a statement, Dr. Membe has warned that the country stands at crossroads with the hopes and promises that brought the UPND into government now deeply betrayed. Dr. Membe has stated that under the current administration, Zambians have been left struggling with deepening poverty, rising inequality, and unmet expectations. He has cited the government for mismanaging the economy, allowing the cost of living to spiral out of control, and presiding over the deterioration of public services. The Green Living Movement, in partnership with the Glasgow Foundation, has invested over 1 million kwacha towards the drilling and equipping of a mechanized borehole in Jongola Ward in Gwembe District. The investment also includes the establishment of a community garden, as well as purchasing of chemicals to fight pests in the garden. Speaking when he interacted with some community members, Green Living Movement field officer Larry Namadula says the initiative is supporting over 200 households in the ward. Mr. Namadula said the garden is used for growing of various crops such as vegetables, sunflowers, maize, and seedlings.
Today we are in the Jongola Watch, where we want to take you through, you know, what Green Living Movement in collaboration with the Glasgow Foundation, our funders, in what we are doing here. So first of all, I want to mention that we have a 1 hectare garden that was fenced here. We have a borehole that was drilled here with the solar panels and the 10,000 water tank and the drippers here. The garden basically in Jongola Ward here, that is funded by Glasgow Foundation, is meant to help the community to do their production, that is horticultural production.
And Jongola Ward Councillor Ms. Hamulea has thanked the organization for investing such huge amounts of resources in his ward.
By Green Living Movement, we are going to our Glasgow Foundation. We are going to a project in the Jongola, 1 hectare, 1 hectare garden. Aronji baga girira waya baga tuhi damenda baga tuhi kira tanki ya masola atuma drippers alombo tulima hihango hande na andene.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Professional Private Security Officers Union of Zambia has called on the Ministry of Labour to introduce stricter regulations aimed at restoring order and fairness in the private security sector. Union Director of Information and Research, Vincent Makanga, has told Hot FM News that many security officers are subjected to exploitative conditions, with some earning below the minimum wage. He has noted that despite these challenges, many workers remain in the sector due to limited economic alternatives. Mr. Makanga has urged the ministry to step up enforcement of labor laws and ensure all security firms provide decent working conditions.
So if the government will do so for us as professional private security officers, Union of Zambia will be very, very happy. We want a security officer who will feel that is working. At the moment, security officers are not very happy, except for these other companies where we have managed to come up with better salaries and wages. These other few, they don't feel happy. So for us, we really want the government to be on our side, to be with us, so that these things can be sorted out.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The U.S. Commerce Department has announced plans to impose tariffs of up to 3,521% on imports of solar panels from 4 Southeast Asian countries. It comes after an investigation that began a year ago when several major solar equipment producers asked then-President Joe Biden's administration to protect their U.S. operations. The proposed levies targeting companies in Cambodia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Vietnam are in response to allegations of subsidies from China and the dumping of unfairly cheap products in the U.S. market. The BBC has more.
Cardinals are meeting at the Vatican to make preparations for Pope Francis's funeral and the process to choose his successor. The 88-year-old died on Monday from a stroke and heart failure. The funeral should take place between 4 and 6 days after the Pope's death, with Italian media reporting it's likely to be scheduled for Saturday. More than 100 leaders of top US academic institutions have published a joint statement against political interference by the Trump administration. They say unprecedented government overreach is endangering American higher education. The Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche says it will invest $50 billion in the United States over the next 5 years. It's one of the biggest announcements of inward foreign investment since President Trump raised tariffs in a move that he said would drive more production inside the U.S.